there. This is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a certified riding instructor, remote coach, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to slow down, trust their intuition, and listen to their horses. In this podcast, I wanted to share with you some of the thoughts that my sweet thoroughbred named Keeper channeled through my automatic riding after he passed away. As an animal communicator, I get impressions, feelings, and images streaming in, but my main way of connecting is through automatic writing. I just pick up the pen and the words start to flow. Before I give you his perspective, I just wanted to share with you the story of how we found each other. I was casually searching for a steady horse that I could do some lower level eventing with. I was sent a video of a horse that seemed like a great match. I hesitated a little bit because he was much older than I was looking for. I ended up becoming Facebook friends with the owner, and I kept an eye on him, but it was about a few months later that I checked in on him again, and I thought, well, maybe I should go take a look at him. And she was selling him because it was her daughter's horse, and she was already off in college. So when I went out to meet him, my husband went with me, of course, and I think it was as soon as I cantered this horse, not even jumped him yet, I gave my husband the look, and he knew right away that we were meant to be together. Then the most miraculous thing happened. The seller told me that she really loved what she saw on social media, and she could tell that I would be the perfect match for Keeper. She decided to gift him to me. Yes, that really happened. I still get teary-eyed thinking about that. He proved to be one of the most generous horses I have ever encountered. I really hope you enjoy this. So here's part one of Keeper's story. My final owner had a unique way of interacting. She understood things that most humans overlook. She learned how to connect with all of her horses in each specific way that they needed it the most. My other owner certainly loved me. I still very much love and appreciate them. But this last one, she was special. I could talk to her. I still do. I insisted that she start writing my story. I want the world to understand how she interacts with horses. Maybe it will help more horses and humans connect. Maybe it will just be entertaining. But from my perspective, this story must be told. It can't just sit around in one horse's memory. I called her over to me yesterday. The horse she was riding pulled her over to my grave. I've never read this out loud. This is hard. I even got her to say my name by mistake when she was praising that horse. She could feel me calling to her. Her husband felt it too. Good thing he's tuned into this frequency. He's supporting her beautifully. I was 24 when I left this dimension. My body was exhausted. I told my owner that it was time. She heard me, and she honored this request. I know it was incredibly hard for her. We had only known each other for a few short years. I am eternally grateful that I was able to get to know her and be with her. And be with her herd in such a happy and playful way. I remember the day we met. It was a warm day, and my owner hadn't been around much due to college. Her mother wanted more for me in life. She had heard about my last owner on the computer and began following her life. Something told her that we needed to be connected. She was going to sell me, but she decided to gift me to her. She rode me around, and we jumped a little. I could tell she was a little nervous, but I did my best to be a good boy. I remember feeling her heart open, beaming with happiness when she felt my canter for the first time. She gave her husband a knowing look. She knew she wanted me in her life. And after a little while and some coaxing, I finally got on the trailer and headed to my new home. I was nervous, but quickly learned that the other horses there would be my friends and support team. My new owner was eager to help my body get back in condition. She fed me well and helped me exercise in a very progressive program. It wasn't until we went to school over cross-country jumps that she really understood how much I loved her. She had heard that I really didn't like going through water. This was true. But I loved her so much that I got brave. I went through it because she had such a childlike innocence to play and try new things. I had done a bunch of very big jumps before, but she was content to go over the small ones. I showed her that I could take care of her. Now, I might have sped up a little bit, but I was a former racehorse after all, and I never refused a jump. The dressage work got easier for me, and dare I say, even fun. My owner had a way of riding that made me feel like we could do anything together. She made circles seem exhilarating as she praised me for relaxing into the shape I needed to be in. Her excitement when I would get a nice canter transition completely renewed my sense of moving with a human. I could feel the love and joy coming from her. I wasn't just some tool to compete with. I truly was her partner. She wanted me to be successful for myself. She wanted me to feel brave, strong, and happy. Okay, so now I'm wiping tears from my eyes. That was much harder than I expected, but I felt it was important to do a podcast on this. So there is actually a part two, and I'm going to do that in the next podcast for next week. So there you go. I hope you guys didn't mind the little bit of rawness that where I was crying in this, but I thought it was really important to share. So please let me know your thoughts. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'd love to know if you've heard from your horses that have passed on as well. So you can find me on my website, inspiredriding.com. Thank you so much for listening, and may the horse be with you always.